Hello, we are
Lucía,
Beatriz
and Sara, and we're going to talk to you about some weird piece of news that we have found. First of them, well, I don't know how to start talking about this. I remember reading something about this man in Reader's Digest some years ago. It sounds like a joke, but I can assure you that it's true. This man was called Michael Otito, and he was a French entrepreneur who was known as Monsieur Manstu, or Mr. Eat All. He hadn't any lack of minerals in his diet for sure, because his performance involved the consumption of metal, glass, rubber and other materials. Of course, he didn't eat all these things in a go, but little by little. For example, eating in an aeroplane, yes, it's true, and a Cessna 150, which is a two-seat tricycle general aviation airplane. He ate it from 1978 to 1980. And apart from that, he ate 18 bicycles, 15 shopping carts, 7 televisions, 6 chandeliers, 2 beds, 1 pair of skis, the aircraft, 1 coffin and a computer. It was very hard for sure, but as he dedicated his life to this kind of performance, it was his way of life. He died in 2007 when he was 57 years old, and he died by natural causes. Now, it's the turn of our friend Lucía.
Hello, guys. This is Lucía. Here you are, another weird news. An English man called Ted Richards, age 56, is so obsessed by pet parrots that he's had a collection of body modifications to look like his favorite pets. It's like a tribute to his babies. This retired Sioux factory worker got his first tattoo in 1976. Nowadays, he has 110 tattoos, 50 piercings, 2 magnets implanted in his hand, and a split tongue. But now, this half-man, half-animal has gone a step further by cutting off his hairs. But this is not over yet. He's still looking for new procedures, and he's planning to find a surgeon prepared to turn his nose into a beak. What will be the next? And another one is about publicity. Sometimes publicity has no limits. A man who had an enterprise took the skies in a launcher tied to over 100 balloons and is forced to parachute after he looked down and saw a 747. This young Canadian, in order to promote his cleaning company, tied his launcher to over 100 balloons with the idea of flying across the city and across a local festival in Stampede Park in Calgary. But unfortunately, things began to go away when he kept getting higher and higher, up to the point that he could see a 747 airplane flying below him. At that very moment, he tumbled out of his flying machine and managed to safely parachute down to the ground, where he was arrested by the police. However, it was not a cheap stunt. Apart from the injured ankle he suffered as he parachuted and the fact that he was charged with mischief causing danger to life, he had to pay almost $3,300 for the helium to fill the balloons. Despite the accident, for Boria, regardless, the risk was worth, as he answered. It was awesome. It was the most funny thing I've ever done. That's all. Now is the turn of my partner.
Thanks,
Beatriz.
Oh, don't worry. Thanks, Lucía. Okay. The final news that we present today is maybe one of the most famous ones around the world. And it was titled Mummy is Cool, because a mummy who is believed to be dead 1,500 years ago has been found in Asia with the traditional footwear. But the news is that this footwear looks like an Adidas boots. Okay, and obviously this has created a debate about if it's a proof of time travel. This person, who was buried with a horse, was not from an elite, and is thought to be a woman because there isn't a bow in the tomb. The horse found is a site of sacrifice and shows the existence of these beliefs in Mongolia. Okay, well, dear listeners, that's all today. We hope you enjoy this news and see you soon.